You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They play Friday night in Brazil. I don't know if you've heard. And the game is right here on 96.5 The Fan. We all know one of the headliners is Josh Simmons, and I'm excited to see him go up against that defensive front against the Chargers. But outside of Simmons, he's clearly going to be the most impactful rookie in 2025 for the Chiefs. And I would argue he could end up being one of the more impactful rookies in all of football. Seriously, there was only one quarterback that was drafted high.
And he
will
be rookie of the year. But
Yeah, for sure.
Tackle.
I'm not saying he's going to be rookie of the year, but Cam Ward is number one overall pick. He's a starting quarterback for the Titans. So he's the answer for probably the most impactful. He plays the most important position in football. But in terms of an impact, Josh Simmons, you can make a case, could be one of the most impactful rookies, period, in all the National Football League. For the Chiefs, it's not even a question. Who else do you think out of this rookie class could have an impact for the Chiefs? Not nationally, but for the Chiefs. I think there's only one other name here in 2025 as a rookie that we could be sitting here in a few months and say, you know what? That guy had a big impact on this Chiefs season, their run to a Super Bowl. And that name is Noel Williams. I think he will end up with the most playing time out of any of the other rookies fairly easily by the time the season ends.
I was thinking about this list because mostly I like a rookie class to have an impact, and the Chiefs have had some seasons gold where rookie classes had massive impacts. Go back to the Isaiah Pacheco draft when they had taken two corners late as well and had some good guys at the beginning, or even the Karloftis and McDuffie one. And after Simmons, I was having a hard time coming up with an answer. I don't think it's Jalen Royals. He's already not making the trip. They didn't put him on IR, so like my assumption is that he will be available sometime here soon. But by the time he maybe even gets up to speed in the offense for the time he's missed, then Rashee Rice is back. And if everyone stays healthy, there's not much place for Jalen Royals to get regular snaps on this team. Omar Norman Lott seemed like maybe the answer for a little bit, but he's been dinged up for the last month. It's Noel Williams or it's Ashton Gelati. Unless for some reason you're still a Breshard Smith believer in the sense that a running back injury away from him having a massive impact. My fear is that the answer is actually no one. That Noel Williams is like the fifth corner right now. Ashton Gelati is like the seventh guy in the defensive line rotation. Norman Lott, the same. Jalen Royals, even further down the list. And what we have here is maybe the most impactful rookie in the NFL and none other that will matter this season for the Chiefs. They can get by because their roster is good enough, but I don't think at the end of the year, at this moment, I would guess that zero other rookies are the kind of players we talk about as being serious impacts for the team's performance. Not contributors. That's a different job. That's a different level. But the kind of guy we might, not Simmons level, but the kind of rookies you talk about in any given year where they're major contributors to the success, you know? Xavier Worthy was a major contributor. Rashee Rice was a major contributor. I mentioned McDuffie and Karloftis. And even like some of the other, like, you know, Chanel, I thought, maybe fell in it. Maybe not quite a major contributor, but like right on that fringe of where you discuss it. Like if you're taking later round draft picks, I'm not sure that they got that guy. I'd like it to be Gelati. If you let me choose, I'd choose Gelati.
Well, I'd like it to be Norman Lott. That's just not going to happen, I don't think, in 2025. I mean, I think that would be one of the best case scenarios long term for them as well. But I just think from what we saw in preseason and kind of the type of player that Spags likes in the secondary, I could see Noel Williams being someone later on in the year where he stands out quite a bit and kind of has a similar path to Jaden Hicks, where it takes maybe another year or so for him to fully be one of the guys. Yeah. Like Christian Fulton signed, what, like a one-year deal? I mean, Christian Fulton's not going to be here for years.
But do you notice him because and Christian Fulton's had a history. We don't talk about injury it as much history, like Hollywood. Yeah. He's got a serious injury history. He misses 4 or 5 games a year traditionally. So, like, there is an argument for Noel Williams there. If you could choose anyone, would you choose Noel Williams? Yes. I would still choose Jelani. Defensive lineman, value position.
Oh, anybody that I want it to be?
Yes. Oh, if you could choose second contributor, who would it be? You just got to blindly choose.
I would want it to be Norman Lott. I don't think it's going to be him, but I would want it to be Omar Norman Lott. But between injury and they're trying to have him play on the inside and gain weight and all that kind of stuff, it hasn't worked out so far for him, other than the first week of camp without pads or whatever, where he was the story. Remember, there was a point in time during our Camp Darling segment, Norman Lott was the front runner for the first week.
He was getting all the attention.
And then he got hurt.
And then it was quiet.
I do think some of it is what happened is they wanted him to be an interior pass rusher. It was looking pretty good there for a minute, but he's still a little bit smaller. He got dinged up, and then they're like, okay, let's get Derek Nnadi back for the year. Maybe Norman Lott can be that guy next year and be in the interior. And he can still be a rotational guy. But rotational defensive linemen, we don't talk about them as being high-impact players. Corner is really interesting because historically Spags does not trust young corners. He's a little slower on the pull there and gives them some time in order to kind of find their way. And so I wonder if there's a chance that it would take a serious injury or multiple serious injuries. Or I originally thought maybe Joshua Williams wouldn't be on the squad. And, obviously
some injuries and other things, but still he did make it. Yeah.
Yeah, he did make it. He is. So like, it just feels like Noel Williams is so far down. I'm having a hard time seeing
it. Play a ton on special teams. Obviously we'll see if he has, does he have is there a chance Friday night? Does he have an impact play there? I mean, forced fumble or something like that. We saw that play out in preseason. He was involved in that. I don't think he forced the fumble, but he was involved in that. On one of the kickoff returns. I think it was the first preseason game, actually.
All right, so over the last couple of years, let's look at who was impactful. Last year was only Xavier Worthy. Kingsley was impactful, but in a really bad way. So not the way we're talking about here. So it was only, and Jaden Hicks is one of those like fringe guys, right?
I think he was impactful.
Way he's describing Noel Williams, where it's like, you did, by the end of the year, Jaden Hicks got snaps,
But that's most rookies that are not drafted in the first two rounds. I mean, that's kind of what you're hoping. I mean, to expect much more from a fourth, fifth, sixth round pick.
The year before, it was only Rashee Rice, and then Shamari Connor, essentially in the same boat as Jaden Hicks. Like, got snaps, played. Felix wasn't really a factor in his rookie year. McDuffie, Karloftis, Cook, Chanel, Watson, Williams, Pacheco. It was like 15 guys on the damn 2022 team who had impactful rookie years. It was three guys, and Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, and Trey Smith, who had impactful rookie years in 2021. That's why I was looking for the second guy. Who is the level of guy, not full-time starter, but who's the level of guy who can do it? Breshard Smith, weirdly, is the good secret answer to this.
If we're talking by the end of the season, then yeah.
But it has to require an injury. The other guys, Noel Williams, Ashton Jelani, Norman Lott, they could make their voice or their name known without another guy getting hurt in front of them. Breshard Smith, the only way in which Gold, we're at the end of the season saying this is an impactful rookie is if Pacheco gets hurt, right? He's not taking the job.
And even then. I'm not so sure Breshard Smith's first man up. I think they would actually do a similar move to Kareem Hunt last year. They would find somebody else before they would say by week four, if Pacheco got hurt, that Breshard Smith is suddenly playing more. I think Breshard Smith is a long ways away from having a real impact on the 2025.
So I don't know if we're looking at impact differently, but I think by the end of the year, Breshard Smith is going to see packages specifically made for him, and he's going to be on the field regularly.
Really?
Because he's so much different than Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Like, they don't bring what Breshard Smith brings to the table. That's not saying Breshard Smith's better than them or will be better than them. But I think, Pacheco will be the starter all year long as he's healthy. I think as long as Kareem Hunt's healthy, he will always be running back too. But in terms of specific packages or alignments or lining up in the slot, whatever, I think Breshard Smith will be used at a...
But honestly, how many snaps a game do you think by the time we get to week 10, how many snaps a game do you think he's getting?
Five to seven?
If you're getting
not special teams?
If you're getting less than 10 snaps a game, it's really tough.
Return kicks or punts?
This is where, again, I don't know if impactful is different or not. If we're talking playing time, he's not going to be quote-unquote impactful. But I think there will be situations where Breshard Smith will be able to take advantage of a defense and they'll use it to their advantage. by week 10. He might only get five snaps, but if he has three catches and those in a touchdown, sure. Very impactful. I think it's going to be limited, but I think he'll be in some designed things where they'll be able to take advantage of a linebacker or whatever the case is out of the backfield where you wouldn't get that out of Kareem
sure.
Hunt or
but if it's,
Isaiah Pacheco
know,
in the receiving
at
game.
At the end of the year, though, if he has nine catches and two touchdowns for 85 yards, there's no way you can tell me he was an impactful player.
If he also had a couple of big kick returns, like I think the kick return game is what's going to have to buoy his resume in the impactfulness department. Drew, like I understand what you're saying, but like there is a number of snaps or you have to be the most efficient player with those snaps on the planet in order for it to work. And that's where I wonder.
I just wonder if we're looking
happen.
At impact a little bit differently. Like I think I'd rather have Norman Lott than Ashton Gelati in terms of stepping up. Yeah. I think 100%
because I know edge rushers typically matter more.
I know that the whole edge rusher thing is there. And I know the sack stuff's there, but they don't need Ashton Gelati as much as they might need Omar Norman Lott for the run stuff or whatever it is, where if he can actually step up, then it's a, hey, this is a really big difference. I also think if Noah Williams ends up, because I think my bold prediction in June or July was Noah Williams will be starting by week four.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. But I think that's the best case scenario for the Chiefs is if Noah Williams works out, then they know they're going to pay Trent McDuffie next year and they'll have Noah Williams if he can be that solid number two. The cornerback question kind of goes out the window a little bit where all of a sudden it's not as much of a need maybe as it could potentially be for a first round pick at the end of the season.
I think we're arguing apples to apples. They just need another good defensive lineman. I genuinely, if you told me it was Omar Norman Lott instead of Gelati, cool.
Somebody's got to step up there, you're saying.
They were like seventh to last in sacks last year. Norman Lott, even if he's a force in the middle, is not going to buoy that number. He'll help in the run game or some of these other areas that are a little less noticeable. But a big sack, you can be bad on defense. If you can get sacks, you can still prevent a team from at least getting too far down the road.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.